Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Total Information AM here on KMOX. I'm Megan Lynch. I saw an interesting story yesterday about our holiday shopping habits, and I wanted to dig a little deeper. Adobe Analytics says more shoppers are expected to turn to those buy now, pay later plans this holiday season. In fact, buy now, pay later loans are expected to drive $20.2 billion in online spending this holiday season. That's up 11% from last year. And Adobe even predicted that buy now, pay later loans could pass a new $1 billion milestone from Cyber Monday alone, the vast majority involving purchases made on mobile devices. I reached out to Bankrate financial analyst Stephen Cates. He's a certified financial planner, to get his take on all of this. Stephen, thank you so much for your time this morning.
My pleasure.
What do you make of this?
Well, I think it's a common way to do it, and it's really pretty easy and seamless when you order anything online. So it's not too big of a surprise that more and more people are starting to use these as payment options.
Do we think of this like the layaway of the past that people did for the holidays?
I think that's a good way to think about it. Buy now, pay later can be a good deal if you use it responsibly. It provides access to credit. It can smooth out your payments over time. I think a lot of people like that, the idea that they can pay in four installments instead of all at once, spread that out over a few months and kind of ease that holiday burden. But it can lead to overspending. That's the danger zone, is when people do what a lot of buy now, pay later companies call loan stacking, where they get multiple loans at the same time for various products. And that can become problematic.
If you do stick to the terms, is it better sometimes than using a credit card?
Well, it means that you can pay over a longer period of time than you would be on a credit card. A credit card, you're going to be paying within that next billing cycle, so 30, 45 days, depending on when that purchase takes place. With buy now, pay later, you've usually got that over about 4 months. So that is a benefit when you do pay those on time. If you don't, the interest rates are usually going to be even higher than credit cards. So you can get into a bit of a dangerous situation.
I was going to ask that about the penalties if they stack up pretty quickly for non-payment.
Yeah, so what you're going to deal with is interest rates on late payments. I think there's some data that we've seen from even our own surveys earlier in the year that people are showing that they are getting into trouble on occasion. 30 to 40% of people have said that they have made a late payment on a buy now, pay later transaction. And that's a lot of people. So, it doesn't necessarily mean that, everybody is doing this every time, but it's happened at least once in the survey data that we've collected. And that is a troubling statistic, as people get a little bit tighter around the holidays, or the economy potentially weakens a little bit going into next year, those numbers could rise.
Are you concerned at all, Stephen, that, for example,
people are using this option because they're a little more strapped this year, and that could, you know, by the beginning of next year, cause some issues.
Yes, I think that is a big concern. You know, I think that these are easy ways to try to get a product today and kind of worry about how you pay for it later. You know, again, if you use this responsibly, if you know that you've got the cash in your account to pay for this, just as you should with a credit card transaction, you know, you shouldn't use a credit card or a buy now, pay later option if you don't know if you can pay for it. That's the right thing to do, is, you know, use this as a cash flow management system, but still make sure that you've got the money there to pay for it. That's how you do this responsibly. When you don't know where that money's going to come from to pay for it, that's when people can get into trouble. And that's certainly in a bit of a high pressure environment like the holidays, and people feel pressured to buy products, certainly products that are a little bit more expensive than they were last year. That can be a problem. And we may start to see some delinquencies, and we may start to see some credit impacts come next year, because those are now being incorporated into credit scores.
Okay, because they weren't at first, were they?
They were not. This is only very recently, and that data is only available to the credit score agencies. So consumers are not seeing that on their credit scores at this point. That's being collected. It's being tested. It's part of the new versions of what these scores will become, but it is being used. And so it's something that people need to be aware of, that, you know, this isn't just a freebie, that if you make a mistake, or, you know, you pay late, or you have a delinquency that, you know, you sort of skate by, which was the circumstance in the past. These are being incorporated into credit scores. And so it's something that people need to be aware of.
Stephen, thanks so much. Really appreciate you joining me this morning.
My pleasure.
That is Stephen Cates, Bankrate Financial Analyst, Certified Financial Planner, with us here on KMOX.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.